Recently, in Orissa, an incident took place that created a great fear in the hearts of many, and it became a big news in the newspaper. This was about a man who had his son married to a woman and along with a child, living just opposite to his house in another house. The father and son always used to have a fight. In the same house, some 4 or 5 students were living, studying in some college, like paying guest kind of thing. They were living in the same house. So this man one day became so angry with his son, he brought some 5-6 liter of petrol and took it and kept it inside the house. And he latched the house from outside, all windows, doors, everything, and he put fire. And there was a huge fire, you know, flagrant fire. And there was some screaming sounds from inside. But nobody recognized it. And all of them were practically burnt to ashes. Of course, it became a big news in Orissa and went to the court. And of course, this old man, he went to police station and admitted also. But the point is, you can imagine if somebody is trapped in a house like that, with no way to come out and petrol is blazing inside, where else a person can go? So, very terrible news. You can imagine the parents of this 4 or 5 boys, they must be having some rosy dreams about their future. The boy will come out with an engineering degree, he will go to America, he will make so much money, he will take care of us, he will build a house, he will get married. And all their dreams was shattered to pieces. And the most amazing thing, these 5 boys who were staying there, they were no way connected to these 2 fellows who were quarreling. But in their quarrel, they became victims, you can see. Of course, you cannot call them as innocent because some karma on their bank account must have been waiting, which was practically delivered to them. So, whose karma will come when, and what shape and form it will take? It is very unpredictable. And besides that, the living entity, who is so supposed to be so pure and full of love, how cruel he can become. How hard-hearted and cruel and how dangerous he can become. Come to a point of setting someone ablaze like this. It's very amazing. So how much this material world can degrade a person's consciousness to indulge in acts, so animalistic acts which are unbelievable. When one becomes extremely lusty or one becomes extremely greedy or angry, then one can act in ways that doesn't befit the pure soul at all. Far from the nature of the soul, one can behave so foolishly. And besides that, when we are young, we often hold many rosy dreams, not knowing the dangers that await us, the imminent dangers, which may be immediate or which may be far away. But surely, material world is certainly not a bed of roses. Material world brings forth so many series of incidents. Some of them bring pleasure and some of them bring pain. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said, just like a person who is kept above the water level and below the water level. A person is drowned into water, sometimes is raised above water. Similarly, sometimes the living being is found in the heaven and he seems to be very happy. Sometimes he is drowned in the hell where he suffers terribly. Similarly, happiness and distress, they go like a cycle in this world. And sometimes one can experience this kind of such dangers in such a young age due to great misfortune and due to some fate. Now if you carefully observe, even if a person did not face any dangers like this in his young age, but as one grows older and older, most people who die, they die due to some failure of some organs in the body. Like Gauranga Prabhu was telling his father, had some problem in the liver. So the liver failed, it was so painful. So he was waving his both hands, putting like, ah, ah, like that. He was shouting, you know, waving his hands. And he said, it was so painful for me to see. He was telling. So he was waving, actually, before leaving the body. So somebody dies due to kidney failure. Somebody dies due to liver failure. Somebody dies due to heart failure. Everybody in this world, some part of the body gets complex, and every part is complex. Judendriya tahekal. Very complex part. And at young age or old age, some part becomes very complex part, becomes invalid, not working, and one, which means one is actually choked to death in this world. In the material body, although one doesn't want to be caused such pain, one is actually choked to death. So, we, on a practical level in this material world, we have seen such dangerous fires devouring people, like the September 11, Twin Towers, where all the living beings were practically boiled. And they would, if they pop out of the windows and jump down, they would come crashing to the ground like tomatoes falling on the ground from the sky. Or if they remain inside, they would be burnt alive, like potatoes being boiled. That was the situation for them. In the Mahabharata, there is an example which says this material world is like a frying pan. And all the living entities are fried in this oil of material world. And the three modes of material nature, they are compared to this oil in which they are being fried. And the, what do you call it, the chamach, the stick, is a day and night, which keeps turning them, puri, one side puri and the other side puri, you know, day, night, like that. And the fire is the time, the time is the fire, like that it just burns and boils all living beings, and all living beings suffer in this world. So when I heard this incident, I was remembering that pastime of Vrindavan, the jackal who was caught in the fire, in the hole, and he was screaming. He just couldn't come out. And one of the assistants of Radharani found that and went and reported to her. And Radharani relieved the jackal out of the fire. You find like this many fire pastimes. Krishna and his friends in the middle of the forest near Yamuna, fire engulfing from all four sides. They just couldn't get any clue how to escape from it. And then Krishna told them, just you close your eyes, you just sat dead immediately. Next moment everything was very wonderful. So we find if Krishna can put off the fire of material existence in a moment, if he wishes, if devotees take shelter of him. That is why this Narottama Das Thakur's famous song he sings, Samsara Vishanale Divani Shihiya Jwale Judaite Rakhoinu Upai. He sings, Samsara Vishanale Divanishi. Divanishi means in day and night there is one constant fire that is around me, which is burning me. What is that fire? Samsara Vishanale, he says. So the first step in religion is to recognize that I am in a dangerous position. Whether I am in a child's body or a youth's body or a old body, to recognize our precarious position, the predicament in which we are in. So the general nature of the mind is, when there are no dangers, immediate dangers, mind tends to think that everything is all right. Everything is wonderful. Especially in young age. If you carefully observe, some days our body works very well. Some days our body doesn't work well. Sometimes we are healthy. Sometimes we have fever. This keeps going. But the mind thinks everything is all right. There is no problem. That's why he is saying, Diva Nishi Yajwali. Day and night, this samsara, fire, is roasting me. And he's saying, Judaite nako inu upai. How to get rid of this samsara fire? I have no upay. And I, my danger is so bad, my danger is so, my danger situation is so bad, that although I am in the middle of fire, I don't even recognize it. And I consider it's wonderful. That's why subsequently he is saying, Haha Prabhu Nanda Sutta. Haha Prabhu Nanda Sutta Vrishabhanu Sutta Yuta Karuna Karo Hei Baro Narottama Dasi Koi Natali Haranga Pai Toma Vina Keya Cheya Mara. So he's asking, oh, the divine couple, Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, one is son of Nanda, one is son of Rishabhanu. Both of you have come simultaneously together in the form of this holy name. I am falling at your feet. Without your shelter, where is any other safe shelter for such a living being in this world? Like that he is singing. And also he is saying, in the beginning he is saying, Janiya Shunya Ushakaya. Janiya Shunya means Jan Bujikar. Knowingly I am drinking this poison of worldliness. Without understanding the nature of this avidya, it is killing me and destroying me and bringing me unlimited suffering. But I am not only understanding it or keeping away from it, but I am chasing after it so madly. How foolish I am. It's like, you know, chasing after poison and picking up and putting in the mouth. It's like drinking poison willingly. So, this song very clearly portrays the situation of the conditioned soul. And just like he's saying, samsara bishanale, this worldly fire of samsara, it's very dangerous. So the purpose of the studying of the Shastra is this only, to help us wake up to the reality. What is my true position? How small I am? How insignificant I am? Actually, this will force one to become humble. Because when we are not humble, when we think we are in control, when we think everything is going my way is the highway, everything is wrong way, isn't it? One is thinking like that, we don't realize our situation. But when we study the Shastra, Shastras try to give us the Chakshu, Shastra Chakshu, Divya Chakshu, to help us understand. But Shastra alone cannot help. After hearing the Shastra, one has to render some service and acquire some blessings of Guru and Vaishnavas and Krishna. Slowly this real situation of the material world should wake up in one's heart. Because without understanding my dangerous situation, how will I take shelter? Without understanding my miserable situation, how will I try to rise above misery? No matter how wonderful Krishna consciousness is, that is not going to be attractive. Just like you see, when you go to rich people's houses, the children are playing video games and watching TV. You know, you're doing kirtan and trying to give a lecture, they are least interested, are least bothered, because they don't know its value. They just don't know how valuable is chanting, how valuable is singing Krishna Katha. Because the naughty children, they spend all their time in play, and they don't want to spend time in studies. So, we are naughty children, naughty living entities in this world. So, we can even pray, our holy name, please bestow me the understanding that I am in a suffering situation. I don't even know, I am such a rascal. My eyes are tinged with so much avidya. I have only a padartha buddhi. Because of padartha buddhi, I am only considering the material commodities all around me. I am not able to see my impending danger. Nor am I able to see Aha Prabhu Nanda Sutta Vrishabhanu Sutta Yuta. I am not able to see the holy name coming in the form of this divine couple. So, this prayer is a meaningful prayer. So first we realize our dangerous position, then we take shelter of Krishna's holy name and we rise above it. And then we can feel, we can feel concern and suffering for the suffering living entities. And then we will want to preach and help them. First of all, we have to preach to ourselves, because we are ourselves in a very suffering position. If we know our suffering, then we can understand the sufferings of other living beings. If we don't know our suffering, If you think I am all right, we don't feel any compassion or concern for other suffering living beings at all. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble obeisances.